listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Happy New Year! We are now in 2020, and for all of you who remember the show 2020, just picture Barbara Walters saying, "And this is 2020. Yes, I can say that now. A corny dad joke.
Now, I know the big thing this time of year is to make a New Year's resolution or several resolutions and try to stick to them. Honestly, I feel like it's a great intention to have, but after a couple weeks, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, people end up falling off the wagon, so to speak. It's hard to try to make a lifestyle change and have it stick. But I would challenge us to think about it not just as it pertains to New Year's, but all year, all the time. Once you make a change and you stick with it, there's a 21-day sort of experiment you can do where if you do something different for 21 days, it becomes a long-lasting habit. But you have to do it every day. So let's say you work out, but you only work out 2-3 times a week to start off. That really won't stick after that. You pretty much have to work out for 3 weeks straight every day in some way, shape, or form, whether that be walking, going to the gym, going on a run, biking, swimming, whatever you choose for your exercise. And then from there, you can kind of scale back. So you're not working out 7 days a week for an indefinite amount of time. But to create that good habit, it has to be done for the first 21 days every day. But this doesn't necessarily have to mean we start in January. We could start any time of the year. It's about putting that mindset and idea into action and not just thinking about it, but actually doing it. So
just some simple things to think about for the new year, and a quote that gets stuck in my head from a song by a band that had a one-hit wonder, Semisonic. They have a song called Closing Time, and there's a lyric in that song that says, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So let's start a new beginning. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the new year, but a lot of people like to hold January 1st as this like pivotal point where they can start making changes. Maybe they go on a diet. Maybe they decide to exercise more. Maybe they decide they want to do something for themselves they haven't done. Whatever it is for your quote-unquote resolution, let's try to make it stick all year round and not just in the month of January or February, but have it go all the way to May, August. And then before you know it, it's something that happens every day just out of routine, out of habit, creating those good habits for yourself. That's it for today, guys. Happy New Year again. Welcome 2020. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
You warm at night when you are cold. I'll grab some blankets from my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. I haven't done one of these in a while where I've taken you on a little walk or hike with me. It is Friday, December 27th, just past Christmas, a couple days after Christmas, a couple days before New Year's, right in the middle of it, and I'm on a walk right now, pretty much along a very small portion of the Delaware River in Bordentown. Just wanted to give you a little visual, sort of, as to where I am right now. On a nice little trail right now, like a gravel trail. I've run back here, I've walked back here in the past. It's a nice area. You might be able to hear the hum of a bunch of cars in the surround sound when listening to this, and that is just because 295 is not that far from me right now, but I like coming out here. It's really peaceful, away from the hustle and bustle of work and many other things and responsibilities in life. So wanted to quickly do, and we're going to do a fairly short podcast today. And today we're going to talk about gifts. Yes. Not just the physical gifts that we get, because, you know, we just passed Christmas, and I hope all the kiddies out there got what they wanted this Christmas. You know, the physical gifts that we get, clothes, toys, gadgets, books, what have you. Electronic devices, musical instruments, you know what I mean. It goes on and on and on. Games. Those are nice. And it's nice when you give a gift to somebody, because, you know, usually you put a little bit of thought into it. You think, what is this person going to like? And then you do a little research on your own. So it's like, and it's so true, that quote where it's the thought that counts, right? When you give somebody a gift. Even if you might have missed the mark a little bit, it's the thought that counts. Because it's not just like you buy a random gift card somewhere. Although those can be nice too, but sometimes buying a gift card for somebody can be the easy way out. But it's not a bad thing at all. I got a few gift cards and it allows me to purchase what I'd like to purchase with them. But I digress. We're going to talk about the metaphorical gifts instead of the literal physical gifts. Sort of the metaphorical or intangible gifts that we have. So, the gift of somebody's presence. See what I did there? A little play on words, because we're talking about Christmas. We're talking about presents, as in you giving somebody a present, which is a gift. But I switch it around. The gift of somebody's presence, meaning they're standing there physically with you. The fact that they are physically, tangibly right in front of you. That can be a gift in itself. Especially if you haven't seen anybody for a while. Say you have a family member or a friend that's been gone doing their thing. They've moved, or they're part of the military, or they're becoming a nun or a priest, and they're doing something that's kind of far away from you, proximity wise, geographical wise, and then they're home, so to speak, to see them. And there's something really special about seeing somebody that you haven't seen in a while. I feel like I can have deeper, more wide-ranging conversations with someone that I haven't seen in a while, rather than with a family member or a friend that I see all the time. There are certain exceptions to that, of course. Really close family and friends I could talk about anything with. But maybe more friends that are on the peripheral, that are more friends of friends or extension of a friend group. You might not talk about something really meaningful and impactful and deep as you would with someone you haven't seen in a while. That's just interesting to think about. So maybe this Christmas, your family member that you haven't seen in a while came home, but they didn't give you any physical gifts, as in a tangible toy or a game or anything along those lines, but they just showed up and were there. That's pretty cool. So think about that when you think of gifts. And I'm thinking of another thing we could, another area that we can get into for gifts. And that is the gifts and the talents that we've been given, or that we've sort of nurtured over time after discovering what we're maybe good at for a career or a hobby or a passion. I know that I've been given the gift of music and being able to communicate with people who are in less fortunate situations. Those are my two gifts that I know I've found. I know that I have a gift in music because I have no idea how to read music. I know very minimal music theory, but I can play hundreds and hundreds, getting into the thousands of songs that I have memorized in my head, as well as being able to write, record, and release original material for the last 15 years. So that has been something remarkable in itself, is the fact that I do not know how to read music, yet I can play an unbelievable amount of songs, honestly, and have written and released over 12 original solo projects material albums, 2 EPs with the band that I was in my mid-20s, 2 EPs with a songwriter friend of mine that I met in my late 20s, and as well as being a part of a band in my mid to late 20s, an album there. And I've co-written one-off songs with various singer-songwriters along the way in my 20s and 30s now. That's, to me, and the fact that I even discovered this was really neat. I do read a little bit of guitar tablature, which is basically showing you what fret to put your fingers to make notes or chords in order to play a song. But most of what I do now is by ear. I have it visually memorized where certain chords go by this point, what sounds good, what doesn't, kind of generally some scales that make sense. And then I feel my way around it. There's a lot of trial and error at first, and there's still some trial and error now. But it's been amazing to think where I was when I was 16 and first started playing guitar to where I am now with guitar, bass, piano, ukulele, drums, and vocals. I've had no formal lessons on anything except for guitar. I took guitar lessons for about 2 or 3 weeks when I was 16. My dad taught me a couple chords by himself, like at home, and the rest I've learned by myself with no even looking up videos online or anything, because when I first started playing, the internet was just coming about and there was no YouTube, at least accessible to the masses, in the year 2000, because that's when I started playing. So, pretty amazing. What gifts do you have? Have you ever given yourself as a gift to somebody else? The presence, your presence? Or do you think you always have to give a physical, tangible gift? Or can it be more of an idea, an intangible thing that you might be able to give somebody else, like a phone call, a card in the mail, maybe? Though that is tangible in a way, but it's not like being there physically. Or it's just about being there physically and not really giving a gift in the sense of a toy or a game or an instrument or a gadget or a book or anything like that. And what gift do you have that you've been able to make your career out of, and that you've maybe you haven't discovered it yet, and that's okay. Maybe you have discovered it and you're trying to push the envelope, so to speak, in discovering new ways and creating new paths to utilize that gift and talent for the betterment of society, to do the greater good. That's what we really should be using our gifts for. There is a verse in the Bible that talks about God giving a few people some gifts and talents, and the ones who are rewarded the most are the ones who use those gifts and talents to bear more fruit and basically gain interest on them, and more will be given to them as far as responsibility and reward goes, and more will be taken away from those who have, you have a gift or talent, but bury it and decide not to use it because they're scared, because they feel like they might lose it, or like I said, scared, fearful of possibly something going wrong, what people might think of them, the fact that they might fail, or just stage fright in general. If you're not comfortable talking in front of people or presenting an idea or performing anything in the arts. So, it's a really interesting concept when you think about it. More will be given to you if you use your gifts and talents to bear interest for the betterment of the world. More will be taken from you if you bury those talents and don't use your gifts for the betterment of society. Really interesting. There's a lot of insight and wisdom in that. So I encourage you, if you haven't already, find your gift, your passion, your desire, and use it for the greater good, to help the world become a better place. Not only for you, but for generations to come. That's it for today, folks. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
So long, we thought you lost the reason to believe in anything at all. To
far gone without a song. Something needs to change. I have heard it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. All I wanted was to find the perfect love, the one where we both fall. So sweep me off my feet. I feel it in every single step you take to me.
Love you.